Well, how you doing this morning? Or this afternoon?
Problem solved, Al.
Dude, what a pain this is.
Every time you gotta wait on a call back from a service company, it's always a pain. Been there, done that, and don't wanna have to deal with it again. Anyway, so hopefully they'll get it all squared away for you shortly.
Just a pain. I gotta deal with it. The thing is, when you can't see you, there's no way I can email anyone because I don't know any email address. I don't know that because I have a flip phone until I can fix this problem. So it's just, that's why this computer stinks.
Oh, yeah, it can be a headache and all. You know, I don't think it's going to get up to the 40-some degrees they were calling for today. Because it's after 1 o'clock and it's still only about 38 or 39 degrees out here. I don't think it's going to get up as warm as they were talking about today.
Just that rain before, I think we're going to get some rain too.
Yes, it's in there. They were talking about it as part of the forecast for today. So yeah, we probably will. Thursday, I got 5 1/4 inches of rain at my house, which was plenty, 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 and half of my neighbor's, big part of my neighbor's driveway up the hill from me washed down across the end of my driveway, so I've been sweeping rocks off the end of my driveway, and all, because they'd had a new gravel driveway put in about a month ago, and it wasn't quite as solid. That water seemed to be better than it was, so it washed a lot of it down along my driveway, and I've been rock. Well, at least I got my antenna fixed yesterday. Dave Ivey come over and helped me. Man, he shot that line up across that tree limb on the first try there, Al.
If you ever looked at where my antenna, the vertical's got to be, I got everything. My antenna's nasty. You ask Jerry Kapp or DLS, he'll tell you.
Put up a inverted L, which is basically kind of a vertical antenna, somewhat vertical antenna with a couple of elevated radials. But I didn't have enough cord yesterday to do it because I've misplaced 200 feet of parachute cord. It's on a roll and it's got to be around there somewhere, so I'll find it.
I think too, you want to make sure you double it up because they say that stuff holds up, but sometimes the sun around here beats it right up.
Well, I use that 316 stuff. I don't use the real thin stuff, and it lasts pretty good. In fact, we were able to use the part that broke from where the storm broke. Usually my problem with them over here is mine are up through trees, and when the trees start jerking, I don't have pulleys on them, which I wish I did, which would allow them to move up and down, but without the pulleys, you know, I don't have that. So when a tree flexes, the cord only stretches so far, it's eventually going to break.
Just gets a spring loaded on the pulleys and puts a pulleys with a spring on it, so that way it pulls against the spring.
That means getting them up there in a tree. I had one tree, one wire antenna that I had up that had a pulley on one end of it, and I had a concrete block that was the floating end of it. And after the antenna broke and came down, the rope had been up in the tree for so long that it grew around the rope, and I couldn't get the pulley down. So there's still a pulley up in the tree up in my yard. So one of these days, the rope might rot and it'll fall down, and I might get it back. Who knows? But it wasn't that expensive. Anyway, well, I've been out, had to go do a little grocery shopping because I'd run out of everything. And I'm now headed back to the house and going to see if I can play on the radio this afternoon. Of course, there's that CW contest that's been going on all weekend. And that's pretty much what's taken up the CW part of the band.
That's because it's so bad you can't get nothing done. That's why I just stay out of them because they're so irritating because you can't. It's almost impossible to deal with it.
Some of the contests, but that one, I'm not set up for that one yet. And of course, having to work, knowing I was going to have to work on the antenna yesterday and everything, and getting that done. Even though Dave came over and he came here and got here just a little before 1:30, and by a little after 2:30, we were done. Had the antenna all back up, all four corners up in the air, and even slightly higher than it was at the one corner that broke. So I just got to get things together and get all my, have to get all my software and for logging and setting CW and everything all straightened out, and then I'll be good to go. And that takes writing some macros to make them do their job. But I will get it done.
See, my problem on here is there's not, it's RF nightmare. There's so much stuff around it. We're going to have to do counterpoise halfway up the tower, and then we're going to use blowpipe with RF-proof guy wires on it to guide the, and the guy at 31 foot vertical, we're gonna put traps on, and it's gonna be fun.
Amateur radio is. It's something we do because it's fun. And sometimes it's work, but it's still fun, and we enjoy doing it, or otherwise we wouldn't do it. Well, I'm getting ready to pull back into the yard here, and I'm gonna say 7-3s, and hopefully you'll get your phone problem straightened out soon. And we'll talk to you later. KI4MLN, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, 7-3's out.
KI4 and clear. Catch you later.
For BDC.
BDC, KI4MLN.
Good afternoon. Oh, what a beautiful day it is outside. Heading to Lowe's and Walmart.
A beautiful day is going to last much longer. I hadn't missed a rain before. And I'm sure it's going to rain later on. I can almost guarantee it.
To the radar, it should be away from us. And it should be clearing any time now. According to the radar. Name's Rich here.
That's at the moment. Calls KI4MLN.
Oh, very good. Got to go return somebody at Lowe's and then go buy some stuff. Usually how it works.
That's how that does work sometimes, unfortunately. Some of the junk they're making these days, you really wonder. You wonder whether it's worth buying in the first place.
My mistake. I think I used a bad tape measure. I bought a couple of metal shelving units. I thought I could fit both of them in the space, and it just didn't quite work out. One would block the other one, or they'd be too long on a wall and be in a doorway. So. At least I was smart enough to open one box at a time, so it's still a sealed box. And it all worked out.
Just, you could always shorten one, too. You can do, you got that option, too. I would just shorten one.
This was a case of width. I put them in an L shape. One would be blocking half the other shelf. If I put it lengthwise, it would be too long. And these aren't the type that can be shortened. They're sort of round bars on the ends and tubes fit over it. It's sort of nicer than just the utility metal shelves. But it worked out in the end. I have some Baofeng UV3 portables, and the batteries are bad on them, and I haven't seen where to get batteries for it, and if someone could use them, I'll pass them on for free.
Transfer or something?
Very small HTs. A dual band. They're nice little units. I've replaced them with the bigger Baofeng.
And on there. Oops, you guys can get batteries for those. You gotta go to China and get them. Call a Chinese manufacturer with the numbers. You can get batteries. The batteries are probably worth more than a darn radio is.
The size of them was really nice. The had was that at the lowest volume, it was still a little bit too loud. Couldn't put it down to a whisper, but other than that, they work great. But I have enough portables, and I think I got four portables besides these two that I'm going to get rid of. Just like to find a nice home for them. And someone always could probably power them on the USB port because the battery is only 5 volts.
Plug on the stupid thing somewhere to put power to it.
Yeah, you'd have to come out with a couple of wires attached to the battery terminals.
I suppose. I've seen you can buy things to do that where they just slide the case together. They have external battery packs to do that.
Probably could take apart the battery cases and just use that to attach wires to.
I bet you if I went over to Batteries Plus and took them take that thing apart, I bet they'd have a battery for it.
Someone else's project, if someone wants them. When's the next Hamfest?
I really don't know the answer to that.
I just hate throwing anything out. I'd like to get it recycled somehow. I'll find someone who wants to play with them eventually.
I don't know what voltage it is. I could do the same thing. I got one or two here that got the same problem.
The UV 5 and 8 veil thing has plenty of batteries available. In fact, I got a couple of batteries on steroids, higher amperage for them. Makes the radio a little bit bigger, but not too bad. And one of the cases you plug in, and you can plug it into a 12-volt cigarette lighter to run it that way. So that works out. And they're nice little radios.
I've got one here on the floor. I don't know what it is. I can't read it.
Radio?
Oh, boy. Pretty good mobile.
Yeah, they seem to make a decent radio. And at the price, you can't beat it. I mean, they're almost throwaway radios.
It's amazing. I'll tell you what, man, that's I got my coat on in the house. So the house kind of damp, brother. The way it is down here, I got some windows that are drafty, and with CO heating humidity, it's kind of hard. You know, it's kind of hard. This is hard breathing weather for me.
We lucked out when we bought this house. It's pretty well sealed. It's surprising that thermal paint windows around and seems to be pretty well built. And if we need to, we always can fire up the fireplace.
Four windows on the outside of this thing. There's four windows in here, and they're open right to the outside, so that's why it's an issue.
There's companies out there that are willing to replace them for you for a nominal fee.
All you got to do is climb up on the building and measure the height of the width and the screw to the outside of the building. That's all you got to do. Because if you open the window, they're right to the outside. So, you know, all you need is a strong window. That's all you need. It's done.
Put it on the list.
I'll measure it, and that's exactly what I'll do. I'll get someone to climb up there and screw into the building for it because it's on a second, you know, it's second story up.
Makes it more fun higher up. That's when you need the safety harnesses.
My days of climbing ladders are over. at once caring for him. I was at the blind school, Oak Hill School for the Blind one time. When I first learned to dive, they were showing me how to dive off a dive board. I said, you know, I'm 5'9", almost 5'10" tall. It's a 10-foot pool, so you got to be real careful and consider the distance and the length of the dive board. If you make one little mistake, I said to the teacher, I said, you know, this pool really should be deeper than this. Instead of a regulation-sized pool, you know, especially inexperienced divers, you got to be careful because what can happen if you screw up diving, you can break your neck. Well, the first time I did it, what did I do? Dove off it. Luckily, I didn't get killed to break my neck, but I almost did what the guy on Fox News did. Fox News, Charles Krauthammer. He did the same thing I did, except I was lucky.
Yeah, that wouldn't be any fun. I'm sure with all the regulations now, that probably has been fixed one way or the other. Probably the solution was take the diving board off.
Actually, I don't think that's the solution to it. I think all they needed to do is make the water, instead of 10 feet regulation pool, make it 20. And the thing is with me, I was just lucky that somehow I was lucky I didn't get paralyzed like Krauthammer did.
I'm a firm believer in luck.
I've never dove again. I mean, not that I couldn't do it, but and it wasn't that I made, you know, I'm sure I made an error calculation, but you know what? That's almost impossible to judge distance when you can't see, and you gotta kind of guess how far you gotta go. It takes experience to do it, and that's one of those things. But a lot of my friends did it. They weren't quite as tall as me, and none of them did it. I was the only one in the whole class that did it.
Well, you have a story to tell now.
You see that I'm writing a book about an automotive machinist that I know. He died not too long ago, and he worked in the same town I did. And it's an incredible story. I'm kind of involved in it because I ran a machine shop competing with him, and he was a tool and die maker too. And he said one of the things he asked me before he died was that I would write the book about some of the knowledge that he gave me. And so I decided that I was going to get some friends who were going to write the book and mention all the crazy incidents and things that were involved. And believe me, it's interesting.
Sure it is. Well, I'm getting close, so I don't want to miss the turn. So good talking with you. Have a good day. Hopefully it clears up. 10-4 VDC.
Plan 73.